What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge.
No, why that's how it came out.
92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Dropping droplets of something in your tartar
sauce. Yeah, it was a sneaky shrimp. He snuck into my hotel room and injected me with poison. Nah, ate a bunch of fried shrimp and got sicker than I ever have. It was awful. I remember the feeling. Joe, how are you?
That is the most Andy Bunker story I think I've ever heard, or thing that you could have said is that you were poisoned by a shrimp. There were so many interesting things I learned about you. Literally my first day on the job, literally at working at 929 again. If anybody's unfamiliar, I showed up to work and promptly got in the car with Andy and drove 6 hours to Orlando for my first day, so we got to know each other quite well. I learned many oddities about you, Andy. Like, you can't take an Advil.
That's true.
Even when you're hungover, you can't do it. But I did not know that a shrimp once poisoned you.
Yeah, at that point, that hadn't happened yet. That has since happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that happened since we met each other. We need to take another long road trip, Joe, because a lot of things have changed.
We have a lot of catching up to do. We live in a whole new world.
We had a pandemic. I've had children. A lot has changed. In the first hour, we talked about the Falcons' Super Bowl odds for this coming year. I realize it's a long time between now and then. That's not really the point. They're 60-1 right now. Do you feel like between now and week one, the odds get better for the Falcons to win a Super Bowl or get worse?
I think that they might get slightly better, slightly, if I'm going one way or the other.
I think so, too.
Because I think that as we get closer to the season, it's so easy right now to just be mired in all the, you know, ways that the team erred, you know, that prevented them from fulfilling their potential. But I think the closer we get to next year, the more it's going to come kind of into sharper focus, just how good this offense is probably going to be next year. Really think it's going to be explosive with Michael Penix back there. And I know that it's a small sample size, but what he left on tape in those three games is honestly really extraordinary for a rookie to do in his first three starts, despite the fact that he went 1-2. So I think the closer we get to it, people are going to be looking at him, looking at these offensive pieces around him, and be able to convince themselves maybe a little bit more that that this Falcons team could potentially make a run.
There you have it, straight from Joe Patrick. Take that bet now.
Take it.
Make sure you get your money down on 60-1. Joe, this is kind of along a similar lines of that, but when you look at the AFC and NFC title games, you've got three teams out of four that the Falcons played, and they went to the final moments against three of them, right? The Chiefs, P.I. in the end zone, that game could go differently. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, the game you won, obviously if Saquon catches a ball, that game goes differently. And the Commanders, which you go to overtime with. So I guess the question is, despite everything that happened after 6-3, how far off do you actually think this team is to being able to compete with some of the upper echelon squads in the NFL?
First of all, Abe, you said P.I. against the Chiefs. That was just a great play by the Chiefs secondary in that game, and maybe by the 12th man on that defense that they've got there. I mean, if you were to ask the NFL referees, they would have said they made great calls there
Remember when my first take was being mad at Kirk Cousins because he didn't put the ball up in the air?
That was my take, too.
Right, yeah.
Throw it higher. It's Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, then, like that was, I mean.
By the end of the year, there's nothing you could do to make Kyle Pitts catch the football. So it turns out, I guess, it wasn't Kirk's fault.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm kind of joking. And yeah, you know, it is kind of cliche, and that's why I kind of hate to talk about it, and I don't know if fans hate to hear it, but it is, so, like, the margins between these teams are so tight. And yeah, the Falcons beat the Eagles on the road on Monday Night Football. Granted, it was week two, and teams are obviously different by the end of the season, but, you know, like you said, they competed against all these teams, and I don't think that they're a million miles away from, I'm not saying winning a Super Bowl, but I'm saying being able to compete with these top teams. I mean, I think the Falcons can, as they showed last year, compete at that level and give themselves a chance to beat anybody. I think the big question mark is, can you do it once and then again and then again and then again in a playoff format where you're, you know, potentially going to have to go on the road, face some of the conditions that you tend to have to face when you're, you know, playing late into the postseason, that kind of thing. I think that's where the big question marks are for this team. And it's one of the reasons why it was so frustrating that this team didn't win the division last year when, to your point, Abe, they got out in front of the pack. I think the statistics were at one point that they were like 86% or maybe even higher based on what kind of projection you go with to make the playoffs based on where they were, having already swept the team that ultimately won it, the Bucks. And just how much of a collapse that was. But I don't think that despite that collapse, the team is that far off. I just think that they ran into obviously an issue at that point in the season that started a slide that they couldn't really stop, you know, soon enough that led to their demise. But I think it should give every Falcons fan reason for hope that this team can, you know, again, go into next season with that kind of optimism that they know that they can compete with that level against those teams. And, you know, hopefully you get some different results and you have a kind of a renewed mentality and you are able to achieve some of these things, including winning the division. That's the first thing before you get into playoff runs. But I think that this, you know, there's obviously, as I just said, reason for pessimism around what the Falcons did last year, but there's also a ton of reasons for optimism about what they can be going into the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's maybe an oversimplification to blame all of what went wrong on one thing, but it was the biggest reason why things went wrong is the quarterback just stopped playing well. We've subsequently found out why. I think we knew, but he told us now why. And you're replacing him with a guy who's better than that, or at least younger and has a lot of upside. How many more Thursdays are we going to talk? Because we talk throughout the offseason. We talk every single Thursday. It's a lot of fun. How many more Thursdays are we going to talk and Kirk Cousins is still on the Falcons roster?
Ooh, let's see. I need to get a calendar.
The 13th
in front of me.
Of February.
13th of February. So I'd say, I mean, I think it's going to go, I think maybe four. Maybe, I'm not sure when that actual deadline, what date that falls on. Let's see.
It's Monday. March 17th is a Monday.
So I'm counting one, two. Yeah, I think four. I think we have four more after today because I ultimately do. If I were to guess, I would guess that he ends up getting cut right before that deadline. They're going to try to trade him, of course, and I'm sure that we'll hear that he has been granted permission to talk to teams about a trade and all that. But ultimately, I just don't think there's a market for him that is going to convince a team that they need to come out and trade in order to really prioritize Kirk Cousins versus kind of, you know, using him as more of a fallback option or obviously just getting him cheaper. All these teams have every incentive for him to be cut from the Falcons so that they can pick him up for they'll have to pay him basically a veteran minimum salary. And so it's unfortunate for the Falcons, but hey, you got to give Kirk Cousins' agent credit for kind of being able to foresee potential ways that this could have fallen apart for him and being able to protect his client with these things like no trade clauses and, you know, the guaranteed monies and, you know, the roster bonus dates and all this stuff to give them as much leverage as possible. And it looks like it's going to, you know, come in handy at this point in time.
Yeah. You mentioned the no trade part. Like, that's the thing is even if they do find somebody who might want to do it, Kirk can just say no. They can just say, no, I don't want to go there. I have a no trade. You're right. And that no one wants to think about it that way because it's, you know, we're here and talking to Falcons fans and all of that. But yeah, no, it was a pretty good agent thing. Kirk Cousins' agent continues to be excellent at his job. And it's frustrating, but yeah, I mean, they nailed this thing every which way you could possibly think of.
sometimes you got to respect the game. You know, you just got to respect the play.
Yeah.
Even if it's not in your
even
favor,
if it's absolutely screwing your franchise, you have to respect them for being able to pull it off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter Joe Patrick on the waitfor.com hotline. Joe, part of the optimism and excitement from last offseason was the addition of Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon. What are the chances either of those guys are back this coming season?
I see very little chance. You know, those guys, I think, are ultimately guys that you look at and you say, man, you wish you would have gotten more from both of them. And I don't think that they're necessarily the same. I think that Justin Simmons, that's one where it's tough because I think that he's just kind of physically limited at this point in his career. And you kind of, I think, need a safety back there who can just cover some more ground and really allow Jesse Bates to be essentially the player that Justin Simmons was at the pinnacle of his career. And it's the reason why he came to the Falcons as like the active career leader in interceptions and all that. But you have that player now. And at the time I kind of wondered how those players would fit next to each other. And I think it's clear now that they just need some more athleticism really at both of those positions. And at edge with Judon, you know, it just makes sense to get younger in that spot. Ultimately, I don't see either one of them coming back.
No, I don't either. And obviously, you get why they did it. Just unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that you hoped that it would. Joe, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter every single Thursday at this time. And
but dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.